Good morning, everyone. Perfect. Thank you. And we had people waving hands and jumping up and down for you, so everyone online knows you're loved too. So this morning and this week, I thought it would be nice to take a look at something that Mary Baker Eddy said we should do every day. Does anyone have a clue what thing she said we should pray and do every day? Daily prayer, that's right. Who knows how the daily prayer starts? That's right, thy kingdom come. And then the rest of the prayer is sort of like, in a way, it's sort of descriptions of what that looks like, of what God's kingdom come looks like, and what that means that we can be doing and how we can be living and acting. But right now, we're just going to talk about what thy kingdom come might mean for us today. A little bit of a exploration of what that can mean for us today. So who's a thy? Whose kingdom is it? Is it your kingdom and where you get to say how everything is going to be just the way you want it, with muffins all day long and 60-degree caves and everything the way you want it? Is it your kingdom? No. Is it your counselor's kingdom? And everything goes the way they say it should just because they're the ones in charge? No. Whose kingdom is it? God's kingdom. Is that a good kingdom? Is that a good hand to leave the kingdom in? Because God is good. Right. And so if it's God's kingdom, well, what happens in a kingdom? Does it matter how many people say that such and such should happen? And over here, like, it's already the second Monday, and so, like, enough people are sort of tired. It's going to be sort of a tired day. And we got over here, and the cave is a little bit muddy, I hear, and your clothes will get, so it's going to be a little bit of a tricky day. And everybody votes to see what kind of day it is, and God says, then I say that it's going to be a little tired, and you want this and that. Is that what a kingdom does? No, a kingdom's not a democracy. No one gets to vote in God's kingdom. What the king says goes. And what does the king say in God's kingdom? He saw everything he made and it was good. So that's it. You don't get to vote. You just get to have it. And so that's a nice thing to remember, because it doesn't matter maybe how much other stuff there seems to be floating around. It doesn't matter maybe what happened yesterday. It doesn't matter what anything else may seem to be going on or suggesting itself, because God is the king and God says it is good. And so that's the only thing we're going to accept, is that it is good. Is that this day is in God's kingdom and that you are in God's kingdom and you could not leave it. So when we pray today, thy kingdom come, we're not just pleading for it to come, please soon and rescue me from something. It's already here. It's both a statement of what is here and an indication of our desire to keep seeing that kingdom, right? But we're not pleading with God to give us more. We're not pleading at the open fount for more than we're already accepting. It's already here. And so if God's kingdom is already here, then we just have the opportunity to witness it, right? And one thing that looks like, are you an important part of God's kingdom? Do you have a role to play? What's a role that you can play in God's kingdom? Unconditional loving. That's a good start. That's a good way to go. Because if God is love, then his kingdom would be hallmarked by love. And there's one thing that Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said, I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who harass you, so you'll be acting as children of your Father who's in heaven. He makes the sun rise on both the evil and the good, and sends rain, lots of rain, on both the righteous and the unrighteous. Therefore, just as your heavenly Father is complete in showing love to everyone, so also you must be complete. Isn't that interesting? The completeness of God, the completeness of the kingdom of heaven lies in love. And so our ability to see that kingdom of heaven here and to live like it's true and to share that good news with everyone else is directly related to love. to the knowledge that you are loved, and to the fact that you can love. And so something that I like to say every morning and every night to myself, and just let it be, and not try and give reasons for it or argue with it, but just say it and let it be, is these four ideas. And they help me remember that I'm in the kingdom of heaven every day, and that we all are, and we have the right to see it. And those four things are that I just simply say without argument and let it sink in, and then I go on for the rest of the day as I say, I am loved, I am loving, I am lovely, and I am lovable. I let those sink in. And oftentimes we might try and argue with it and say, but I can't be loving to that person today. And I must not be loved because I feel like this right now. I don't feel very lovable or lovely. Oh, gosh. No. We just let those truths sink in because they must be true, because God is love and God made you, so you must have all of that and you must be and be able to give all of that. So we just let it sink in. And then you go from there and you see what the kingdom and what opportunities the kingdom presents for you today, and how you can live more clearly with that knowledge of being in the kingdom today. So is that a reasonable start for the day as you go off to your caves and your horses and your floshing and your activities here on camp to be in the kingdom, to already know you're in the kingdom, and so all of that is just extra benefits of ways to see the kingdom? Good way to start? Okay. So just remember you're in that kingdom and look to each other for how you can help each other. Remember you're in that kingdom. Give a helping hand and see how you can love, to see how you can help others. Remember that you're in that kingdom of God right now. And it'll be a great day of seeing what that can mean for you today, a fresh way to see that kingdom of heaven today. Okay? Have fun.